Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, I know, Pat, that you do a lot of, you know, things got going on, and you carry something with you all the time that's...
We're not supposed to bring that up.
Basically, you know, your planning system.
I take it everywhere I go.
How important is that to you? I mean, considering all the things that you've got going on any given
day.
Wait,
what are you getting at?
I'd be lost without it.
You'd be lost
without
it. I'd
be totally lost. It's my entire frontal lobe. I mean, without it, it's...
Because everything is in there.
You got a frontal lobe?
Everything. Unless I lose it.
So.
Oh, I got a hotel.
Would you ever?
Oh, somebody checked
in. And a visitor.
Oh. Okay.
Moving
on. This is what we call a distraction from what is really happening here. So, did
I ever tell you
about
the time?
did you lose anything over the weekend? Did you?
Not that I recall. I don't recall.
He's having a senior moment now.
Oh, is that what it is?
You notice I didn't bring it with me.
Oh! You probably left it the last place you left. Where was
no,
it?
No, it's actually on crutches right now. June was on one block, July was on the other, and some transient had August. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, this is fascinating reading.
Yeah. And some dog was writing checks, so, you know, I was like, it was bad.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. And one person was like, the dream center, the dream center. I see the secret code.
Do you want to share? Or just
Nope.
Leave that.
Okay, let me. Okay, obviously.
Okay, thank you.
One situation in 1 year, 2013. I'll go ahead and share it to help you feel comfortable with your 50.
Oh,
this is the most difficult thing about this is
that it happened. But
we're going to go to break. That
no, we got time.
Oh my goodness! What was that? Anyway, somebody needs to turn his mic on. It doesn't even work over there for some reason. Right? Get this echoing sound. Laughing at me.
I'm with you.
So I'm in the metropolis. I'm in the vibrating mic metropolis.
Oh, yeah.
Of Mariana.
Mm.
And I wish I would have brought the menu in, but the menu is from the restaurant was... this is the best. This here chicken, the best chicken you will ever eat. Mm. It was so good, dude. It was so good. I took a picture of the menu. Donna goes, "You're turning into one of those people."
Oh gosh!
No. And I'm like, "No, I'm just gonna keep this picture. This food's so good."
Yeah.
And anyway, so I'm gonna go to an early morning mass, early morning meeting at the Hardee's.
Oh,
the Mariana.
Oh, okay.
I was like, which one are we going to meet at? The Hardee's. And you can have the biscuit, right?
All right.
And so now I'm going to be there on time. I'm like, I'm going to be there. And so I come, I get out of the hotel. I think it was Mayberry Hotel. No, the hotel. And I carry my planner. I was kind of debating whether to carry the planner or not. And, but for some reason... You know, I got out the dolly. No, I grabbed my planner. I'm going to get into my Volkswagen. I don't have PAS limousine.
All right,
right. Right. And I don't have a driver.
I don't either.
Anyway, ask me if you would like one, though.
So, you know, I blended in real because I had a truck. Mm. I had a truck. They wouldn't drive right. Take a left. Take a left. Take a left. That's not it. Anyway. So I'm getting in my truck. I have my planner on me, and I need to open up the truck because I have a very significant thing in my other hand, which is very important since I was going to be at this early meeting at the Hardee's, which is a cup of coffee. So I couldn't unlock the door with that as well. So what I did was...
Isn't this the one with the handle on it and the shoulder strap?
So then I was like, no. I did have to describe it to the car.
Oh,
I gotta talk about that in a minute. Anyway, so no. So then I'm thinking.
Oh.
You know, I started thinking about Roger.
As you're leaving it.
Well,
somewhere.
Yeah, I'm standing by my truck, so I said, okay, I'm gonna take my planner. A planner, for those that don't know, this is like an ancient thing where you write things down, the Franklin Covey planner system, that if you want to actually accomplish something in life, you have to write it down. And achieve it, you have to write it down. Anyway, so I take this planner and I stick it on top or somewhere amongst the truck.
Okay.
And I'm picturing the whole thing. I mean, God showed me exactly what could happen if I did that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, because he showed me that this could happen.
Because we had a practicum and actual knowledge of something that happened before.
Well, not only that, you know, I had the Roger experience, but also.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what he's talking about.
But no, he actually showed me.
This is my dilemma.
This is my dilemma. You know, the Lord clearly has spoken to me. You will leave this on the vehicle, and it will end up somewhere in the woods. Anyway, and so I thought, well, because I know, because he told me, because I can clearly see this, I'm obviously, you know, I don't forget things, so I'm going to...
No,
of course not.
I have a lot on my mind. I am not going to talk about typos. I got to really think about everything, everything. And so...
So you want to make sure that you take care of this planner. So
right.
He has two things in his hands. He has two things in his hands. He has a cup of coffee.
Three things.
Was it the cell phone?
How do you think I'm going to open the door? I got a whole bunch of keys.
Keys. Okay. So he puts...
I don't have one of those cars like you that you just kind of touch it with your hand and it pops open.
Oh, that's Pat's.
Those scare me. I'm like, did I touch it or did I not touch it?
Well, he didn't put the coffee down.
Don and I were in Texas. Wow. Listen, Don and I rented a car. We rented this particular car. First, she rented a matchbox. You know, me and Matt, I couldn't even see out the window. We're going to look around in Denton, Texas, right? I couldn't even get my head down low enough to look out the window. And I said, I don't care how much it costs. We're going to go back, and we're going to rent a vehicle that I can see out of. And so we got a semi. No, we got a vehicle, Jeep or something. And you could just touch the doorknob. You just touch it. And it opens, unlocks.
Oh, that ain't good.
And you,
that's not good.
So you can really
that's not good. Right.
It's like, get in the car, the burglar is coming. He just comes up and touches your doorknob. Clink. Oh my gosh. You know, anyway, if the key's in your pocket, if it's in your pocket and you touch the car, it unlocks. Right? I'm thinking, Don and I are walking.
That's
away.
Not a car for us.
Yeah, no.
Not at all.
Don and I are like, did we touch it when we left or did we not touch it? Did we touch it twice? If we touched it, did you touch it on your side? Because if you touched it on your side. Is it locked? I don't know. Let's just look over the window and see if it's locked or not. We had this unsure thing whether we touched it or not. I need a key to go in. I'll turn
exactly.
it. I hear something go clunk, you know, go down. So at least like one of those public bathrooms that says occupied. It says locked. You know, going outside the door. No. Anyway.
So you wanted to protect this planet.
You are
so
not
much.
Letting me get away from
no.
that, are you?
No.
So anyway. I take the planner and I stick it up on top of the truck, I guess, and God demonstrates to me what my future holds. I get in the truck and I'm just going to the Hardee's, and I'm sure all of heaven's going laughing. Going, he didn't even listen. You plainly told him, and he didn't listen. You just told him in detail. You told him exactly what was going to happen. I was with the planner on the roof of my car, and of course. I don't think anybody in Mariana knew what that was anyway. They probably thought it was a Bible.
Probably.
It was a Bible because it was big.
It's big.
You walk in and people say, oh, man, the cloth is here. And I look down and make sure I'm covered. Anyway, so in the context of that, I show up. We had a great day, a great all day long. I mean, all day. We have great meetings. We had a great time at the Hardee's. And we're celebrating Jack and Shelley's 50th. Anniversary. And
oh, that's awesome.
I just can't, I mean, you know Jack, but if you don't know Jack and Shelley, they're just beautiful people. And everybody, I mean, they are the pastors of all of Marianne. I mean, there's a lot of great pastors there and everybody, if you're a waiter, you want to be a waiter or waitress in Marianne, because I mean, just whatever you are, I mean, they're just like that. And it's their 50th anniversary we're celebrating.
Wow.
And they made the paper, the Metropolis, Jackson County paper, the same issue that Elvis was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Same issue?
The same issue that Elvis was in. Elvis was on the front cover.
Oh, wow.
On the front. Well, so I don't know. I mean, you got to verify. I didn't take a DNA or
nothing. Well, I mean, talking about the same paper?
Yeah, newspaper.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, same issue.
This generation, you know what I'm saying? He was on the same iPhone app. He was on the same iPhone app. That's just hard, isn't it? The VCR generation. It's me. I'm blinking over here. What? Anyway, the newspaper, the same issue. It was just a beautiful thing written up. And it was so, one part of it was, the biggest thing was that Shelley put up with him for that long.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
And I thought, that's something else. And he's like, well, he wrote it. Oh, wow. Just kind of on. It was just a really cool time. And joining me, of course, is Pat and John, who are trying to humiliate me on the air today. No. Talking that's exactly what's going on. But hey, I will tell you. I will tell you, because in the end, God wins. And
yes.
So
But right now?
We read the end of the book. We know how the story goes.
Okay, I'm at the Hardee's. If you missed it, you got to catch it later on. We're not going to repeat it. I'm at the Hardee's, and I'm looking at the Elvis edition of the newspaper and reading the story about it. I am not making this
what
up.
What year was this? What are you talking about?
2013.
Okay. Talking about Elvis. I thought he was dead.
They have papers now, Pat. They have papers.
Isn't he dead?
It was a sighting. He is risen. He's in Marietta.
He's risen several times.
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah, right.
You're throwing me off here.
If you're going to see Elvis, you will see him in Marietta.
Okay.
No doubt.
I got that paper. I should have brought it, because we're caught up on Elvis here. I saw him in the paper. And I was in the Hardee's. I was in the Hardee's. We were eating the biscuit, and I was looking around going, Elvis is in the paper.
Something
John
machine?
And I would do. What are you doing? And everybody's looking. They're going, no, flip it over. Flip it over. So I just kind of look at the downfold of it, and that's when I saw Elvis. And they're going, like, turn the whole thing over. And, of course, it was a beautiful thing, right up of Jack and Shelley. You know, I want to encourage you, if you're in Marianna and you have not yet, if you want to go to an awesome church, you need to be able to go to Pastor Jack and Shelley's church. It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful fellowship and just beautiful people. But anyway, it's Christian Center for Marianna, by the way. And so, of course, I go through the whole day. And it was a great day. It was a good day. Because
the whole day.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
And you didn't even miss it?
Well, he's getting to that point.
I didn't have it to miss.
I wonder what type of notes were. I mean,
I know. You guess you were taking notes.
Since I ate biscuits. Biscuit.
Oh, we know what happened last time you ate biscuit.
With gravy, by the way.
Okay, you were sleeping.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
What were you saying?
I sensed that I needed to lay before the Lord after the early morning mass. And so I got back to the hotel.
After a long day.
Yeah, I haven't even missed it, even though I'm passing it several times.
Oh, that's right.
He thought it was a speed bump.
Yeah, and I was like, Dad, what is this? These roads around here.
Yeah.
And we go all day. We have this wonderful time of celebration that night with a lot of good friends. And as a matter of fact, Ron Laney will be on hopefully soon talking about Egypt. You know,
oh, wow.
God's news behind the news, because he's been there several times, got friends there, and he has a perspective, and that's my heart. It's God, give us your perspective of different parts of the world. And especially Egypt, where the Ottoman Empire seems to be kind of trying to rise again.
Wow.
And so the night's over. I mean, it's like 11:30 at night.
Wow.
The metropolis of Marianna is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's asleep. Donna and I, we started saying, you know what? We got to get something to eat.
Uh-oh. Hey.
And so I first go by... I go by the truck stop. There's a truck stop there. This one girl, she had so much hair. I don't know where she bought it from, but it was all over the place. And she was running that kitchen. No matter what that young guy said up front, he had to do what she said. And I said, listen, I just want three wings. Three wings. I know. And a biscuit.
Oh.
And because, you know, that would have been my second biscuit
for the day. Mm.
Anyway, so long story, 3 hours short later, and we're getting the vehicle, and Donna says she didn't want chicken from there.
Oh. Mm. Must have been the hair.
No.
No.
It wasn't the hair. It was the dirt.
Oh, my goodness.
And the whole place was dirty. It was very dirty. To me, hey, it was fried in grease.
Yeah. Yeah.
Healthy grease burns off everything.
There you go.
And it was spicy, right? Thank you very much. Oh, and so then we stopped by Burger King. Do they have chicken fingers at Burger King?
Do they?
Ooh. I always look at Donna and go, how do you know these things? Yeah. You know? So we pulled to the drive-thru and order the her chicken fingers. I guess I'm getting to the story, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm waiting, and I'm right there, and I just paid the lady $700 for these three little fingers. And it dawns on me.
Hmm.
It just. I got a download. Instant download.
Bright light moment. Just,
because earlier when I was laying before the Lord, I looked around the hotel room trying to find if I could find my planner. I think, well, I left it in the truck. Obviously,
I secured it. I didn't.
And then I remember searching the truck after I got back, and I didn't see it there. And I'm thinking, well, I left it in the room. And then it all converged at that one moment outside Burger King's drive-through window.
At midnight. Mm.
I said, oh, my God. I put my face in my...
I could have been a fly on the wall.
It was like the Titanic sinking, right? I put my hand in my face because all the things God told me, everything had happened like clockwork. I got my face in my hands looking at the steering wheel. Elizabeth, the clerk at Burger King, is disturbed. Donna thinks I'm falling out.
Oh, no.
And I don't say nothing.
It's over.
It's just, what do I say? You know, what? And everybody's going to want my planner now. What do I say? The time codes are in. That's my briefcase. Right? It's cuffed to me now. And so what do you do? What do you do?
Pray.
Yeah. But you pray. The thing is, you got to talk to God.
Who already repent.
He's already told you. Yeah, who talked to you and told you already about it? You know, sort of like.
Remember that thing?
Yeah. Right.
Remember that thing you told me this morning.
And the first thing that crosses your mind is, you know, and this is a good lesson you can learn, because you're thinking, well, is he going to let me learn a lesson from this, and I'll never see this again?
Mm.
And everything inside there will somehow have to be cried out again. Dear God, what was on page 12?
Oh, my.
You know, and all that. And where's he going to let me get it, have it? And so I go back to the hotel room and, you know, flip a couple things over again, looking again. Donna's trying to say something. But I was like, this is not a time for any humor at all. Mm-mm. I had to go to the clerk, speaking of the strap. I had to go to the clerk, the hotel clerk, and I said, has anybody, you know, brought in a planner? Because these are unusual things nowadays.
Yeah, they don't know what you're talking about.
Like an iPhone or an Android or something like that, a planner. And I showed her, I said, it's about this size. She goes, whoa. And I said, yeah. And it has this thing that kind of looks like a strap. It's really pushed in. You can't really see it. But and it's black, so if you happen to see it, she said she would. So we go to the hotel room. I mean, listen, while I am pondering this and just, I'm like levitating at this moment now, just thinking, you know, I'm in this other zone. Mm. And when you have tons of responsibility, you can relate what I'm talking about.
Mm.
And so when I turn my back,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this till later. But Donna was so concerned. She took half my biscuit.
Oh, no, she did.
Yeah, because the lady with all the hair only gave me one when I bought two, because I knew Donna's going to take a biscuit.
Uh-huh.
And she took half my biscuit. Didn't even, here I am like concerned about my planner, and she's chawing on my biscuit. And I'm thinking, what's up with that? Anyway, so we get out and we hit the road and we just believe God. And Donna's really good about helping me find things. And so we're all
practice, huh? Did I say that?
I think Teresa's texting me right now.
Yeah, right.
We know that's a known fact.
Yeah, right. But thank God we found John's teeth.
Yeah. Anyway,
there was in the effordent jar. So anyway, we're looking around. I mean, think how this is all day long. This is all the way from morning mass at the Hardee's, eating the biscuit, the Elvis paper, all day long, all over the place. And now it's 11:30 at night in the metropolis, you know, and there's only really, you know, one or two major roads. So everybody that's anybody's walking down those roads.
And plenty of light, I'm sure, plenty of
No, there's not. I called the sheriff's department, right? I called the sheriff's department. I'm thinking, you know, and they answered the phone, and I had to call. I called the hotel clerk first, and I said, "What's the number of the sheriff's department?" She says, "I don't know."
Oh wow!
And so I had to call 911. 911 operator, is this an emergency? And I'm like,
kind of.
No. Yeah, all those years of law enforcement, I could just see the, I'm like, no, it's not, but do you have another number I can call you back on? She goes, no, just go ahead with it. <You know>? Great. This is recording for future fodder for the 911 of Mariana. Well, you know, and I went through the planner thing, and she says, well, let me go check. You know, it's a small town. Let me go check. And I guess she looked around her desk, and and she said, put two more quarters in the phone, call me back. No. And she says, no, I don't think so, but it could be in the main office. But we won't know. This is like Friday. Mm-hmm. We won't know till Monday because they lock up the office until Monday. I'm thinking, what if a crime happens on Saturday? You stay right there on Monday, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
And so anyway, she was real sweet. She was very nice. And that was useless. Mm-hmm. And so we get in the truck, and we began to go on this journey of faith. And I just said, I said, in the name of Jesus, I just command my planner to come back to me.
Mm. Mm.
That's what I said.
Mm.
And then I tried to hold on to my faith. like Youngie Joe when he said it was stolen from him, right? I'm holding on to that puppy.
Yeah, clear-cut vision.
Clear-cut vision. It was
flying back now.
It was difficult. Yes, I was okay with that. I didn't have any problem.
Any hey,
birds could bring it back. Bubba could bring it back. The woman with straight all up. The hair at the TSA truck stop, whatever it was. Anyway, so we're riding along. We get on the main road. We pass the Walmart, and we're riding down at four lanes. A four lane.
Ooh,
grass is, the weeds and the grass are up on the sides of the road, probably about at least a foot and a half.
Mm.
You can't see anything, and so you're riding with just great measure of faith. And Donna, at the very same time, looked to the right, and we saw my planner sitting there on top of a piece of concrete, like where a drainage thing or something, was on top of it, just sitting there.
Wow.
Is God not good or what?
Wow.
Yeah.
He is merciful.
It was just amazing. It was amazing. And so, of course, we did there was no traffic, so we could just stop. It wasn't like the BQE, in New York. Right. And so, Donna jumped out, grabbed my planner, and it was all everything that we needed to have. Everything, nothing. It wasn't even opened up.
Wow.
Even opened up. So the vision still stands.
It has held together.
Yeah, the vision still stands.
With all that rain that was happening, the miracle that it swept away in that rain.
Oh, and it didn't. It didn't rain that whole day.
That's good.
And I thought, I want to keep this thing with scars on it. It's got a few scars on it. It says like those culvert cover things. It says sewer across the No, I'm messing with you. So that's my journey.
Oh my,
that's my story. I'm sorry it took so long, but John needed to see me humiliated.
No, look at that.
He wasn't gonna let me even get. But I have my planner came back to me.
Hey.
In Jesus' name.
I like that.
And Don and I just were, we were celebrating and just.
Did you do the happy dance?
Oh, no, but I ate my three wings and my half a biscuit. And and I just, all I could say was, I'm grateful.
I know that's
fun. Amen.
Yeah.
God is so good. I was just so grateful. So I want to encourage you. I could have just stopped looking. I could have said, it's gone. I could have took the clerk's word for it. I could have. Taking the sheriff's department's word for it, I could have just said, why even try?
That's true.
But you know what? We were going to keep moving and believing, and it was all intact, waiting for God to show himself mighty. Maybe that can speak to you. Don't give up. Hold fast. Don't shrink back, even if it's something such as this, because our God will reward your faith.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.